God, what tiring work. I mean, seriously, I can have anyone in the world assassinated and erased from the grid at the snap of my fingers, but I still have to make my own bed? Ridiculous. I think I have an idea. I could get one of my pawns to do all this work for me. They're all fiercely loyal to me, and I doubt somehow chores would be a problem for people who perform bank heists on a weekly basis. Yes, I think I'll do that. Why haven't I thought of it before?
Hello? Queen Bee to headquarters. Please send one of your cutest volunteers up to my penthouse for duty immediately. Over.
Perfect. Now I have the whole day to myself. I think I'll catch up on some reading. Ah, the elevator. That must be my servant. Good day, rookie. At ease. Come right in. I've been waiting for you. Seems like they followed my request, huh? Ah, are those our new uniforms? How stylish. Our new designer really proved their worth. Oh, no need for titles. Relax. For today, you can just call me Mistress. Yes, I like that. Anyways, I assume you're wondering what you're called up here for? It's not just anyone who gets invited by the Queen of Hell herself to her own private quarters. Right, of course. Don't worry, you're not in any trouble. And you're not going to be doing any especially strenuous work either. In fact, you can think of this as a little break of sorts. You should also consider it quite a privilege. You see, rookie, being the queen of a crime empire isn't work for me. I'm just so good at it that I consider it more like play. Housework, though, ugh, such a drag. If I could, I would love nothing more than to lounge around all day. Napping, taking bubble baths, snacking on sweets, engaging in other self-indulgent activities. But I just can't. There are always dishes to be washed, or laundry to be done, or flowers to be watered. Ugh, it's just dreadful. Now, that's where you come in. I need you to be my servant today. You'll attend to all of my household needs so that I, your always hard-working boss, can enjoy some much-needed rest and relaxation. Understand? A test. No. I know it's an odd request, but I wouldn't do something like that. I'm very serious about my business, especially when it comes to my personal comfort. And if you're not, you'll be well compensated for your efforts, let's say. If I were you, I'd take me up in a heartbeat, to be frank. Perfect. I knew any one of my subordinates worth their salt wouldn't refuse an opportunity to serve me. Well, now that that's out of the way, let me think of what's on the agenda for you. First up would be doing my laundry. Use the detergent in the blue bottle for collars and the orange bottle for whites. Don't mix them up, okay? The chemicals will ruin the softness of the fabric. Everything in my wardrobe is color-coded, so please be careful when you're sorting them. And there's no pink basket, so you can throw those in with the reds. Also, I'd better not catch you sneaking any of my dirty clothes, so don't even think about trying. I'm kidding, of course. Goodness, you look like your brain just stopped working for a second there. Alright, then after that, we'll be around lunchtime. A nice garden salad with balsamic vinaigrette and some whole wheat artisan bread on the side sounds perfect. I trust you can handle holding a knife and mixing some vegetables in a bowl, yeah? Perfect. And finally, I'll need you to do some gardening. Just simple things. Trimming and watering and all that. Although, I did just get some new flowers delivered from the Netherlands. It would be quite nice if you could arrange them in neat little bundles for me. I love the aesthetic of Japanese ikebana-style flower arrangements. And that'll be the day. Sound good? Good. I knew I could count on you. And if you do a well enough job, you can stick around for a little while after. Who knows what else might pop up. All right. Come now, I'll show you to the laundry room. Oh, this is just what I needed. A drink in one hand, a book in the other. These new UV lights are phenomenal. I'm actually getting a tan like I'm really sunbathing. This is what I deserve. Not a care in the world, just pure, peaceful bliss. Oh, it's you. How's the work going? Is there something you need from me? Oh, you're finished already. Wow, you're one fast worker. I'm impressed. Something the matter, Rookie? You seem a bit out of it. Oh, is this my outfit? I'm sorry. How embarrassing. Exposing myself half naked in this skimpy little bathing suit. I was just doing a little tanning, is all. Ah, speaking of which, seeing as you're all done with your chores, I have another little favor to ask of you. Would you spread some of this sunscreen here on my back for me? I want to sunbathe a little longer, but I just hate to ruin my gorgeous skin. Perfect. Thank you so much, sweetie. Come here now. I'll just lay back and let you do your thing. Oh, and feel free to slip your fingers under the straps if you need to. Make sure you get all those hard-to-reach places. Oh, that feels good. Really work the shoulders. I'm extra stiff up there. All right. A little bit down now. Get the lower back. Come on now. Don't hesitate. Really work those big, soft hands. You're done. All right then. Good work. You're really quite good at that, you know? Yes, I do have one final task for you. Although, it's somewhat of a bigger task than my previous requests. Oh, you accept already? I haven't even told you that it is yet. So eager to serve your mistress. I'm pleased to know I have boys like you who know how to obey their superiors in my ranks. Well, all right then. What am I doing? What does it look like? I'm untying the strings of my bikini bottom. There we go. Much better. God, I love being naked. Now, I want you to come here and bring your head between my legs. Come on, don't be shy. What? Never seen a woman's pussy up close before? That's a good soldier. Go ahead. Don't pretend like you can see it. Take a nice, long look. Pretty, isn't it? Bright pink, listening with my juices, especially when I
spread it a little with my fingers like this.
Well, I don't think I have to explain what I want you to do now, do I? Didn't think so. Come on then, be a good boy. Make mistress feel good. Yeah, that's it. What a perfect way to top off my day. There's nothing like some good oral from a cute boy. Especially one as deliciously submissive as you. You were an absolute treat to have in my company, if I do say so myself. At the end of the day, I usually just use one of my toys to satisfy myself. They're fun, but this? This is so much better. It feels so good to grab this gorgeous hair of yours, hearing you whimper and moan while I shove your face into my pussy. I'll have to recommend you to some higher position. All the others will worship you regardless once they found out you got to eat the boss out. You should consider yourself lucky for such a privilege. You're grateful, aren't you? Grateful to me for letting you serve me. It's not just anyone who gets a taste of this divine pussy of mine. Good soldier. You know that's what your mistress likes to hear. Oh, goodness. You're about to make me come. So quick, I feel like you just started. It must be that magical tongue of yours. Oh, fuck. I feel it coming. Get ready to swallow, okay? I can ruin these fanciful chairs. Oh, God. Here it comes. Oh, yes. Perfect. I feel all better now. Thanks to you. You look a little flustered. Is something the matter? Oh my. That's quite the tent you've pitched down there. I suppose I shouldn't be surprised. Men get hard from the mere presence of beautiful women like me. Come here now. We can have that thing bothering you if you're to work properly. Really, I mean it. I'll help take care of it. It's the least I can do after you've been such a good little helper today. There you go. Now take it out. Don't be shy. There's no need after what you just did. My goodness, what a handsome cock you have. Almost as handsome as that face of yours. All right then. Just stand still while I pump this little issue of yours away, all right? Good. This actually works out quite well. I'm missing some lotion on my chest. Leave it to you to come to my aid in the most desperate of times. There we go. Get it nice and slippery. Oh, it's okay. Don't hide those moans. I really don't mind hearing them at all. Not in your cute voice. I don't. Does that feel good? Do you like it when I twist my wrist at the tip like this? Letting you feel all the delightful friction between my slender, dainty little fingers. And what about these tight balls of yours down here? They need some attention too, don't they? How about I use my other hand to give them a nice, gentle massage? You look even more adorable, making all those lewd faces. I love watching you react to my touch, giving into that heavenly pleasure. I feel you twitching in my hand. Don't hold back. I need my lotion after all. Come on now. Come. Let all out on your mistress' big, beautiful chest. Oh, there it is. Good. Good. Excellent performance today, rookie. I even feel a little condescending using that title with you now. You did my laundry, made me lunch, ate me out. You even gave me a little treat. You're free to return to your post now. I'll make sure I put in a good word for you. And don't be surprised if you're called back up here again, okay? I'm always in need of a helping hand. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to take a little post-orgasm nap. Bye now.